says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wooden mole boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed.
Welcome to the show, folks. You are tuned into the Trump phenomenon here on December 6th, 2019. I'm James Kelsey, your host in this live show, as it is always live. For another hour, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. Saturday we skip. Sunday we come back from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. You're welcome. More than welcome to call in at 800-313-9443 with your Patriot wisdom and key things that I may have missed in my scan through the news during the 24 hours between our meetings here in the Trump Clubhouse, trying breathlessly and in vain to keep up with the dynamo of our time, who can generate more news than we can read. Can you think about it? Isn't that interesting? You know, you and I, our responsibility, some of you out there may be news makers, but generally our responsibility is just to try to read what's going on. Donald Trump is actually making it happen. I mean, that's every day of his phenomenon is just packed with action and of every variety, very intense, challenging. How does he do it? Well, let's dive into it here. What are some of the things that have happened in the last 24 hours? Well, one thing, one mind-boggling thing is the November jobs report just blows the doors off of everybody's estimate and prediction. Let me try to remember here. What's the number here? 266,000 new jobs? Are you kidding? Let me find it here. Where's the number? And where's that number? Come on, it should be featured here in this article on Breitbart. Average hourly wages up 3.14% over last year, this time. The stock market shooting upwards. But the most impressive thing is 266,000 new jobs. And what was Nancy Pelosi's comment on that today? She was appearing, why are we not surprised? Was it CNN she was on? Anyway, she said, the November jobs report offers little solace to the farmers and hardworking families who are struggling to stay above water with the costs of living rising and uncertainty surging. So that was a discouraging. Well, I'll tell you what, you got that right, Nancy. That was a very discouraging November jobs report. Not for farmers, not for hardworking families, but for you. Because you are like Joe Biden, who today said that he looked forward to a recession. He's expecting a recession or at least an economic downturn. Which is of a piece with what's his face? What's that not funny comic on TV? His name, you know, these names, I just don't watch these shows, so it's hard to remember the names. It's kind of an academic exercise for me to remember the names of these people that, what's his name? Bill Maher. Bill Maher, who overtly wished for a recession and an economic crash. Nancy Pelosi has, you know, she understands that. That's what she needs. That's what she wants. Great job reports are, what is her verbiage here? Offer little solace to her. She's so busy praying for our president. And she is so moral. And she never hates anybody. Boy, I'll tell you. Let's look at the president's tweets here. Always exciting. His most recent tweets to us. He talks about the jobs picture here. Then he has another interesting tweet. Let's play this. He puts this clip up, so I might as well play it. It's only 48 seconds long. Let's play the whole clip. The president thought it worthy of his inclusion on his Twitter page. Here it is.
The Labor Department just relieved
This is the best number I've ever seen in my life.
The Labor Department just relieved the November jobs report.
266,000.
266 was a blowout by all accounts.
Simply spectacular. And it is a big number.
And a blowout.
That's a strong big number.
The economy is roaring. Its future looks great. Wages are up.
The unemployment rate ticked down to 3.5%.
America is working.
This labor market continues to defy gravity.
A blowout jobs report. Full employment. Strong growth. Market records.
I've never been more happy
about,
that I was wrong.
How about
this?
This
thing is nowhere near over.
Now, that was a montage there of different people. Even Joe Scarborough, that despicable creep, was saying, this is a big number. It's more than a quarter of a million jobs, folks. That's a lot of dinner on the table. That's a lot of chickens in a pot. That's a lot of Ford in the garage. And then you have some other, you know, pro-Trump people like Maria Bartiromo was there. And they were all, it's just a stunning number. Now here, let's go to the next thing the president offers for us. This is a tweet just an hour ago. Here's something I hadn't heard this. I'll bet most of you haven't heard it, and maybe none of us were going to hear it until our favorite journalist, our favorite news reporter, the reporter of real news, Donald John Trump, he has to put that hat on. He has to do it all. Well, He reports to us an hour ago, why is the World Bank loaning money to China? Can this be possible? China has plenty of money. And if they don't, they create it. And then in all caps, he writes with an exclamation mark, stop! Yeah, I didn't know that. Can you believe that? The World Bank is loaning money to China. And the president's comment is so good. If they don't, they create it. Here's another, some more stuff that he tweeted in the last hour. Fake news, CNN, this is the president writing, is reporting that I am, quote, still using my personal cell phone for calls despite repeated security warnings, unquote. The president responds, this is totally false information and reporting. I haven't had a personal cell phone for years. I only use government approved and issued phones. Retract. Then also an hour ago, he writes, Nadler hasn't had a single fact witness testify. Zero substance. Our country wants the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement and growth, not impeachment. Polls have tanked on the do-nothing Democrats. Very good. Let's skip through a few tweets here. They're too many. They're too good to be able to fit into a little one-hour show. And before we get to the next tweet, let's go to this. Two current events where the president was right. Iran. What has the president been telling everybody for years about Iran? About which he has been proven to be right this week in spades. He said this is a nasty regime. It's a terrorist regime. It's a brutal regime. Well, now get this. We've heard over the last few days that at least 1,000 Iranians have been murdered in the streets by the Iranian security forces. I mean, that's a nice name for them. Hooligans, secret police, butchers, you come up with your own terminology, for the enforcers of the Ayatollah regime. Ayatollah's plural regime. 1,000 killed in the streets. I've forgotten the size of Iran, but let's say it's, I'm just guessing here off the top of my head, is Iran maybe what, 60 to 80 million people? Am I way off there? Let's guess 60 million. Anyway, a fifth the size of the U.S., so that would correspond to 5,000 people murdered in the streets of the U.S. by American police in a matter of days. I think that would get our attention. Iran is a brutal regime. The president is right. People that will murder, let's think about the logical ramifications. You have a regime that is happy to murder its own people en masse. Well, would they be shy about murdering you en masse? They murder their own people by the thousand. They're certainly not going to have any trouble. Who they profess to love. Of course, they'll have no trouble at all exterminating you. And so now the president has said, we're not going to let those people have nuclear weapons in their hands. Thank you, Mr. President. Boy, are you proving to be right. So that's Iran there. Another story here connecting with the Middle East. Turns out the shooter murdering, I don't know who the people exactly were at Naval Air Station Pensacola, But inside of their secured training facility, where not even a cell phone is allowed, it's a high security area, a Saudi pilot, aviator, getting trained by our Navy to fly our jets, murders our personnel. Uh-oh. Didn't the president say something about that? About letting the tidal wave of Middle Easterners into the United States? Now, he does tweet King Salman's expression of condolences and sorrow and his condemnation of his countrymen for the murder. But hey, there shouldn't be any non-Americans at any naval air station. We shouldn't have anybody suiting up to fly our Top Gun equipment. Anyway, the president once again is right. Make America first. America first. Let's see. That's right in Matt Gaetz's congressional, Florida first congressional district there, Pensacola, in the Florida Panhandle, which is also is honored to have the moniker the Redneck Riviera. I used to live there in Panama City Beach myself, just down the beach from Pensacola, and it is the Redneck Riviera, and it's wonderful for it. Let's see here. President talking about the great jobs report. It's a blowout. Stock market's up, record numbers. Laura Ingraham, retweeted by the president, a great day for Donald Trump, terrible day for the House of Representatives. Ronna McDaniel, wonderful tweet, retweeted by the president, the audacity of Nancy Pelosi. And I love what Rush Limbaugh said today about Nancy Pelosi. He says, you know, this is rich. Nancy Pelosi, the original constructionist. Yes. Yes, Nancy. And then he said, with her bug eyes. I love that. I commented on her lipstick yesterday. I missed the bug eyes. Thank you, Rush. I was trying to figure out what it is about her face that just weirds me out. Oh, my gosh. The fake piety. Oh, it's so beautiful. And then, remember, we talk about it on the show, that every Democrat, every liberal left-wing political hack, they should have the letter H inserted as their middle initial for hypocrite. They are all hypocrites. She says this has nothing to do. This has absolutely nothing to do with politics. And you can't tell whether her sacred mission, what it does have to do with for her, the sacred mission for her arises, you can't tell, is it the Constitution or is it the Bible or both? Jesus, what a pompous ass. The bug eyes, I think Rush has got it right. It's even worse than the lipstick. And we put her on her Grammy Award for makeup artists. She can't compete with for a couturier. She's got another one of those stupid necklaces on here. Bug eyes. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I've been thinking about our fortune, and I've decided that we're really not to blame for the love that's deep inside us now.
We're back, folks. Thanks for joining us. I was just looking at a headline here. Of course, Michelle Obama and Barack Obama, of course, are big climate changers. They're in with the Green New Deal and all of this sort of stuff. So, you know, we're going to make a smaller carbon footprint on the world. We're going to bicycle a lot more and things like this. Not going to use straws. But here we are. We're at Martha's Vineyard, and I'm looking at a picture of the new Barack and Michelle Obama house. And first thing I notice is it's right on the beach. And there's a lot of beach. It's a big house. It's a big piece of land on the beach at Martha's Vineyard. Well, now, wait a minute. We get this right here. The oceans are rising, we are told, rapidly. All of the ice on the earth is melting. All of the glaciers are melting. Antarctica is melting. The Arctic is melting. The polar bears are drowning. They're starving. The oceans are rising, but wait a minute. But Barack drops $12 million on a beachfront mansion. Now, I said the middle initial for, wait, his middle initial is H. Barack H. Hussein Obama. He is a hypocrite, as well as being Hussein. Look at this. Look at this. The, he doesn't believe the ocean's rising. 7,000 square feet, 29 acres, facing the Edgartown Great Pond. Now, that's where the lifeguard of Chappaquiddick swam across the water to evade the police after he let Mary Jo Kopechne drown in his, what was it, a Plymouth? What was that car that Ted Kennedy was driving? And he went on to become, to be reelected as a United States Senator after everybody knew he murdered the girl he was having an affair with in his car. I mean, what a story that night is. And again, you know, interesting. Funny, that triggered my memory there. The Edgartown Great Pond. So what I'm looking at here, the Chappaquiddick must be within my range of view here as I look across this ocean scene. And how did Ted Kennedy get reelected? I think several times, actually. I think he died in office, didn't he? And he also, not only did he get reelected, and I think after Chappaquiddick, he had even more, didn't he get divorced or his wife? Something huge happened in that area, but not as big as murdering a young girl. How did he get away with that? How did he get reelected? The answer is real simple. Corrupt media. Real simple. Corrupt media. Ted Kennedy's a hero. We know he's a hero. He deserves to be United States Senator from Massachusetts. How do we know this? Because the media tells us so. And they told Massachusetts voters that year in and year out for his entire term in the Senate. That's the power of the media. And remember, what did the president say yesterday in his tweet? I have to remember the exact words he used. I'll go back and find it, that tweet. One of the most important things ever said by an American president. Let me find it. It's so important, I've got to say, to quote it. He says, let's see here. I've got to go back a ways because there's so many tweets. I love this one, nervous Pelosi. Nancy Pelosi just had a nervous fit. That was a good one. She says she prays for the president. I don't believe her, not even close. That was a good one. But here's this one that's truly history. Every one of these is great. Yes, here it is. Tweet from December 5th. We will have Schiff, the Bidens, Pelosi, and many more testify. And here's the quote. And we'll reveal. He's talking about what he can achieve in the U.S. Senate if a trial comes to pass. And let us all earnestly pray that will. And the music's going to interrupt me as I, like Paul Harvey, I'm going to come back for the rest of the story. What will it reveal? For the first time. Stay tuned and you'll find out.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite, Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
I can't remember how Paul Harvey used to say it. I didn't realize he was gone. I'm just looking him up here. Paul Harvey is—he died. Where is he? Paul Harvey, where are you? He's up here somewhere. Ah, I lost it. Here he is. Born in 1918, died in 2009. His original name was Orant. That's not a good stage name. A-U-R-A-N-D-T, Orant. Son of a policeman who was killed by robbers in 1921. Oh, he was only 3 years old when his dad was killed by robbers. Wow, that must have, geez, can you imagine that? Teachers were impressed by his voice even when he was in grade school. But he used to, with all of his shows, he used to say, and now the rest of the story. It was a great, great angle he had. Well, anyways, let's go to the rest of the story on that Trump tweet. He says this, and will reveal. He's going to reveal. Donald Trump is going to reveal in the Senate this trial. We earnestly pray for the first time how corrupt our system really is. Now, I'm referencing back to the lifeguard of Chappaquiddick, who murdered Mary Jo Kopechne. He murdered her. He should have gone to jail. He let her die. I mean, for you younger people that don't remember, and how can you remember? The media doesn't remind you. How can you remember that Ted Kennedy drove his Plymouth or whatever, drove it off a low, you know, just right above the water bridge, a few feet above the water, just a wooden bridge along the beach there, Chappaquiddick, at night. There was a bend in the road right in front of the bridge. So it's real plausible to see how he did this. You're going down the road at night. Nothing's lit up, no street lights, nothing. You're out on a beach road, and the bridge, the dumb engineers that designed this, the bridge doesn't continue straight in line with the road. It takes a sharp turn to the left. So if you're kind of drunk and you've got your girlfriend in the front seat of the car with you, you're driving with one hand, and your headlights are pointing out into the blackness of the black water and the black night, you don't see that turn in the bridge. You go right off at the entrance to the bridge, you go straight into the water. That's what he did. And the car turns over as it goes into the water. You can see how the mechanics of that work. It flips over on its top and goes into the water. Ted Kennedy, the lifeguard of Chappaquiddick, manages to get out of his driver's side of the car. Mary Jo Kopechne, in her 20s, I think, young girl, there at the wild, horny party of Ted Kennedy and his buddies there, all married men, all with their political girlfriends there, she doesn't get out. But does Ted Kennedy rescue her? No. But here's the murder part. Ted Kennedy, this classic liberal, Nancy Pelosi type, piece of garbage, a moral piece of garbage, with a young girl drowning in his car. He knows she's alive in his car. He got out himself. The car went over the edge at low speed into the water. She's alive in that car. He walks right by. He flees the scene in his wet clothes, flees the scene, walks right by an emergency fire station. Walks right by. It's got a light out, like a fire station light. He walks right by it. Walks by a house with a house light lit and hikes all the way to the ferry off the island. Rather than get on the ferry where people would see the wet Senator Kennedy, he dives into the water and swims back to, is it Edgartown or wherever? He swims across the channel of ocean water there, back to the bay water. Back to the town where he checks into his hotel or gets back to his hotel room and doesn't say anything about what happened until the next morning. Meanwhile, Mary Jo Kopechne is drowned in the car. That was the most incredibly evil murder. And he was reelected to the Senate. Now, what's the point? I'm just not a show about Kennedy. It's a show about the power of. Okay, let's go back to the president's quote. Bring it right up to the present moment, folks. And we'll reveal for the first time how corrupt our system really is. Donald Trump is pulling the mask off of this evil that allows Ted Kennedy to be reelected again and again as a United States senator after murdering a girl. How is that possible? It's impossible. It can't happen. It's like what's happening with Nancy Pelosi in the impeachment. This is impossible. Donald Trump is the greatest president we've ever had. 266,000 new jobs announced today. The man is saving our country. But he's going to be impeached. You see this? This is the inverse of Ted Kennedy. He's a murderer. He's a killer. How can he even have the... How can he even run for Senate? How can he even get up and look himself in the mirror? And he's going to strut around the United... Strut around the country, pompous ass, just like Nancy Pelosi, co-author of the immigration amendments of 1965 that wrecked our immigration system, along with Emanuel Seller in Congress and Ted Kennedy in the Senate. Those amendments to the wonderful 1920 and 1924 Quota and Immigration Acts, respectively, written by my cousin. For Presidents Harding and Coolidge, respectively. Distant cousin, that's true. Sixth cousin. It's the inverse. Here's a man of great virtue who's being treated as if he is a murderer. And that's that same media mob that treats an actual murderer as a saint. Okay, let's go to the more information out here. Jerry in Iowa, are you with us, Jerry?
Hey, I wanted to say, I'm understanding that Mary Jo didn't drown, that she had an air bubble and ran out of air in the car.
Yeah, okay, that's true. Medically, that might not be a drowning. That might be an asphyxiation.
Yeah, okay. But I did know Rush Limbaugh, he says that we should have a national holiday after Mary Jo because she saved us from the Kennedy being a president. So he could be right there, you know, even though he won
be great.
Senator.
Yeah, okay, that's possible. That's possible.
Yeah.
But
okay.
I mean,
well,
you know,
thanks
you see
for
the,
your...
You see the, well, no, thank you, Jerry. And hey, listen, are you getting all tuned up? You guys out there in Iowa, you've got an important state here with that, the first demon rat primary. What's it like? Are you in Iowa now?
I am. I'm a resident of Iowa. Yeah.
So, are you seeing any, you know, does your newspaper or the local news reflect the traipsing back and forth of all these demon rats across your state?
Well, it's hard to keep up with it all. Yeah, I wish I could give you a report. I know there's this Kelsey. Is she still in it? You know, people kind of like her. You know, she's criticizing all the wars over. And you know, it's kind of she gets a lot of attention for that.
Tulsi Gabbard.
Yeah, Gabbard. Yeah,
she's got a couple good positions. One, you know, that was funny. I think it occurred in Iowa actually yesterday. Was where Joe Biden, in front of a dinky little audience, I mean, it was like less than 100 people, somewhat older Iowan got up to question Joe Biden, and the guy basically challenged him. He's challenged him to push-ups. He challenged him to running. He called the guy. He said, "Hey, Jack." He started insulting the citizen who's just asking him questions, and he was a Biden supporter. And then he called the guy fat. I mean, Biden just was losing it out there in the flyover country of Iowa there.
Well, Biden, yeah, he lost it a long time ago. I guess, you know, that he had that brain aneurysm or something, and they didn't catch it quite correctly, and he's suffering from brain damage, you know.
Exactly.
Heard about that.
Yes, an aneurysm, yeah. I mean, he's got part of his brain that is stone cold dead. Yeah.
So that's what we got.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. And this impeachment hoax, you know, tried to imply that Donald Trump would have some interest. I mean, Donald Trump would love to run against Joe Biden. It would be his dream come true. Donald Trump would mop the floor with Joe Biden.
Well, now,
Donald Trump doesn't have any reason to want to do anything to stop Joe Biden from being a candidate for the Demon Rat Party. And by the way, something that's just wonderful, Jerry, and about which you and I can be so thankful is that, you know, we thought that, you know, Hillary Clinton was a lousy candidate. This batch of demon rats. Oh, today, the news today, this guy, Michael Bloomberg, this guy, you know, there is this, you know, if the Democrats could come up with an old-fashioned traditional Democrat candidate, this person might have a chance of running a race against Donald Trump. But the Democrat Party has moved so far to the left that an older style candidate like Hubert Humphrey or, Adlai Stevenson, these guys are out of the question now. And so here comes Michael Bloomberg. I don't know that much about Bloomberg, so I was wondering. He was an unknown for me. What would he turn out to be? Would he be somewhat more to the center of American politics? Oh, my God, no. Michael Bloomberg yesterday or today came out with a total war on guns, a total war on the Second Amendment, rather, to be a more articulate way of putting it. He wants every gun registered, every gun. Put it this way, folks, every gun control law that you've ever heard of, every nutty program of gun confiscation you've ever heard of, Mike Bloomberg in the last 24 hours came out for all of them. So, no, Michael Bloomberg is not operating in any kind of a centrist or moderate Democrat lane. They're all, this is what we can be thankful for, Jerry, they're all crazy left-wingers.
Yeah. And, well, I'm in King's District.
Yeah.
And I don't know, do you follow Representative
Steve King?
He's having kind of a, yeah.
Yeah, Steve King is wonderful.
He's my congressman. He's having a challenge here, but he'll probably weather it again. But
yeah, so they're trying to portray Steve King as a racist, and he's not. He's just a patriot. And so, yes, I sure hope Steve King wins, and we need him. But that's their standard ploy. Donald Trump is a racist. Anybody who opposes the demon rats is a racist. And
there aren't too many Democrats in this part of the state. You know, by the corner of South Dakota and Minnesota, and
North Dakota,
rural conservative.
You're very close to us in North Dakota here. Yeah.
Well, now at Republic, do any I'm a fan of Rick Adams, and he does always a good program on Pearl Harbor every year. So maybe I can give a little plug for people that shouldn't miss his program tomorrow when he comes up here live. And
yes,
he's
what a story.
Over the years,
what a story Pearl Harbor is. Yes,
and many. Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks for your time. And Mary Jo Rush, he thinks she should have a national holiday on her birthday. So.
Thanking her for keeping Kennedy out of Ted Kennedy out of the White House. Good idea from Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah, I think it was. Thank you.
All right, thanks, Jerry.
See you. Bye.
Let's see here. Let's take a look at our caller board here. Tom in Florida. Tom, are you there?
Yeah, James, I'm here. Are you can hear me, James?
Yes, what's up?
Yeah, well, James, I want to talk about the bug-eyed coup. Can you imagine if Adam Schiff and Pelosi would have had a baby 10 years ago or 20 years ago, what the baby would look like?
That's a good one. Yeah. But, yeah, well, you know, you're right. Adam Schiff, who can top Nancy Pelosi for bug eyes? Well, pencil neck Adam Schiff. Boy, his eyes are so scary. They're just downright scary.
Well, James, if you watch Tom Shalhoub on Greg Gutfeld, you'll love it. I don't know if you've seen it. By the way, James, you're talking about Chappaquiddick. You should go see the movie that came out 2 years ago. You talking about Kennedy. I recommend you see the movie or rent it. It came out like not even 2 years ago. It's called Chappaquiddick. Great movie, by the way. But yeah, James, the reason I called you.
I heard that it was great. I said I'm going to go try to watch it, and I didn't. Shame on me. So now I need to go back and watch it. Yes.
Well, I tell you another movie to go see. Go see the new Midway. The new Midway was fantastic.
Have you seen the movie?
Woody Harrelson. Yeah, Woody Harrelson's in it. He actually does a great part. Yeah, it's a great movie.
Okay, I'm going to take my family to go see it. I think it's still in the theater near us here. Okay, that's a good recommendation. Thank you. I don't go to the movies at all, but if a real great movie appears, I want to go see it.
Yeah, Ford and Ferrari is good too. But listen, James, I didn't call you about that. Listen, I called you about this. Adam Schiff's real buddy with this guy, Ed Buck. You notice Ed Buck's got indicted. He had two black guys that died. okay? Overdosed, okay? Now, if Trump runs ads about Adam Schiff during this impeachment in the Senate, and he runs the ads, and the Senate gets a hold of what Adam Schiff was doing with this guy, Ed Buck, it's going to blow the country out. I'm telling you. It's going to be explosive. And you're talking
Now, you know, and you notice, of course, that Adam Schiff has said, you're not going to get me to testify. So here's what Donald Trump's throwing down the gauntlet. He's saying to all of these persecutors, he's saying, we're going to subhoena you. We're out of time. Hey, Tom, thank you for calling and thank you for the movie recommendation. We'll be back in a while, folks.
The dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now to Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or to speak with a trained consultant, give Angioprim a call at 954-882-7221. That's 954-882-7221.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first.
Our highways and bridges are falling apart.
We're back, folks.
Who's blessed and who has...
Hey, and I just noticed something here. We're in our last segment here in our brief hour together. Thank you for joining here. Since the Trump phenomenon. I just saw this headline on Breitbart. You know, there's just, we can't cover all the stuff that's out there. There's so much great stuff. And, you know, this is, Oh, there's so much bad stuff happening. There's so much good stuff happening. There's so many great men and women out there. What you can just touch on some of the highlights. Here's one of the low lights right here. Somebody noticed this. It's on Breitbart. One of the bad guys, a real SOB, is this guy, Donald Tusk. Tusk, T-U-S-K. He's the former, he just retired as president of the European Council. And 62 years old. He was tossed out as prime minister of Poland. Poland has been is a nation that has been rewon by its patriots. President Andrzej Duda now is the head of Poland, but he was the president of Poland. But the prime minister was Tusk. His party was thrown out of office by the patriots in Poland. And he tweeted a picture of himself holding his gun, his hand, his right hand, in the shape of a gun, two fingers extended, the barrel of the gun, and then his ring finger and little finger back around, you know, with the thumb down, exactly what you do when you're doing a gun symbol with your hand. And he's got it stuck in the back of President Trump at an earlier summit. You can see, you can just see Angela Merkel there to the side of Trump and Tusk. And Tusk went out of his way this week to heap praise on Angela Merkel, who's a rat. But this guy thinks it's cute. He thinks it's cute. He's got a tweet, a photo of himself looking like he's shooting the president of the United States in the back. Ha ha. Ha ha, you SOB. So funny. And this is, you know, like Nancy Pelosi said, oh no, I don't hate anybody. No, these are not haters. This guy, Donald Tusk, doesn't hate Donald Trump. No, not at all. He just sticks his hand in his back imitating a picture of a gun. Man, that says it all. Right there. These people are evil. They are killers. They want your world and you destroyed. Ain't gonna let it happen. Well, hey, this is Friday night. We gotta skip a day. I'm gonna miss you tomorrow. But I'll see you again on Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. We're coming up on the Demon Rat debate. We're coming up on a Trump appearance in Hershey, Pennsylvania. A lot of good fun. See you on Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. So long.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.